I'm here to essentially meet Ugandan communities in some few places within the United States, mainly in Washington, in Minneapolis.
So what is the objective?
Well, there are really regular intercourses between those of us who are in Uganda and in government with the Ugandan diaspora. We do value their views, their inputs, and we exchange views because we are faced with a common destiny to ensure that we develop our country and develop our region.
Mr. Prime Minister, what would you tell people that will be interested in investment opportunities in Uganda?
The investment opportunities in Uganda are enormous. There is a lot of opportunities in agriculture, especially agro-processing, a lot of opportunities in tourism, a lot of opportunities in infrastructure development, especially construction and hydropower generation and even solar power generation and other forms of energy. So there are opportunities in ICT, information communication technology. So opportunities are numerous, and I call on all those who intend to invest and make big money to come to Uganda.
Talking about investment opportunities, then people talk about peace and security. Uganda has been relatively peaceful among the East African countries who have been suffering despite recent attempts by neighboring Somali insurgent group to attack the country. What is your government doing in order to ensure the protection of citizens as well as the protection of investors facing a possible threat or attack by these militant groups?
Well, as you know, for the last 10 years, Uganda has been a very peaceful country, and this has opened many opportunities for investments. We take peace and security as prerequisites for any meaningful development or progress in any country. So investors to Uganda are assured of security in Uganda.
Now, talking about security, neighboring Burundi is at a crossroad at the moment. Uganda has been playing a critical role in this neighboring country to help ensure peace and security. So the U.S. has called on countries in the region, such as yours, that has played significant roles in other countries in the region to help in this regard. What is your government response to this call?
Uganda has traditionally played a very constructive and active role in peace and security in the region, and actually Burundi in particular. As you know, President Museveni has been the regional chair of the peace process in Burundi, and Uganda therefore continues to play an important role in ensuring that the people of Burundi are able and do manage their security situation well, so that peace and security can prevail in the country and issues can be resolved across the table other than other methods that would involve greater conflict.
Looking at the current situation on the ground, what is the relationship between Kampala and Bujumbura at the moment?
The relations between Kampala and Bujumbura is good. The Burundi and the people of Uganda live in peace. They do significant amount of trade. So relations between the two countries are good relations.
What about the relations between Kampala and Washington? You are here. I know you are having a series of meetings with the top leadership of the U.S., among other issues. What are you discussing?
Well, it is true that relations between the United States of America and Uganda is definitely good, and it's true that we have had good and cordial discussions with senior officials of State Department, and this was really consolidating the already warm relations between our two countries. We have worked together on various programs, and we expect even broader scope of cooperation between the United States and Uganda and between the United States and the region.
So last but not the least, Mr. Prime Minister, what would you say will be the role of Uganda in helping countries such as the war-affected South Sudan, Burundi, and those that faces the threat of possible Al-Shabaab attacks? What would be your message to them?
First of all, we have a commitment as Uganda to work with our regional neighbors and our African brothers in the spirit of Pan-Africanism, which we fervently and passionately believe in. When a neighbor is facing challenges, we believe that we should work with such a neighbor to ensure that the neighbor overcomes those challenges. In the same principle, therefore, Uganda works with her neighbors to assist and work with them to overcome the challenges. We will maintain that position to ensure regional harmony, regional stability, and therefore regional progress.